Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. There seems to be a lot of anti-immigrant and anti-refugee sentiment these days, whether it's Hungary closing its borders to fleeing Syrians or talk of building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. It's sometimes hard to find any good news about refugees and their stories. A new art project in Milwaukee called We Are Here hopes to show and tell the stories of some local high school students who also happen to be refugees to this country. The exhibit was organized by a local group called Know Thyself, but the artistic mentoring came from Milwaukee-based photographer Paul Calhoun and painter James Tomasello. They, along with Milwaukee High School of the Arts student and refugee Desire Makucha, joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski in the studio. Calhoun explained how the exhibit came to be.
Know Thyself is an organization that's been around since the mid-90s doing special programming in Milwaukee public schools, a wide variety of programming. And I became affiliated with them, I think it was 2006. And I'm a photographer, and I started working, developing special programs revolved around art and photography and writing. And so this is just an extension of that kind of programming where we're having students write and paint and learn a bit about photography, and we're going to display large photographs of all the students at the school.
So you've been a part of Know Thyself for quite some time. Was there something that drew you in with this project that differed from other photographic projects you've done for them before?
Well, what interests me about this project, actually, when we finish this, we're going to be affiliated with a project in Paris called the Inside Out Project, who are making large photographs actually all over the world, and they're being put on walls so that people become aware of the particular population that's living in this area. And I was working at the High School of the Arts last year and was talking to the principal, and he started talking about the refugee population at the school. There are 65 refugees there from a variety of countries, Tanzania, Burma, Thailand, Vietnam, and there are Somalian people there too. So I thought that it would be interesting to try to develop a project that would not only produce an exhibition, but help students develop skills such as writing or painting and photography.
And James, what is your role in this project and what made you want to get involved?
Well, my role is the painting aspect of the project. I have a street art and graffiti background, so I wanted to bring a little of that energy to the project. And since we are working with basically self-portraits, you know, helping these kids identify themselves and express what it means to be in America and express, you know, where they came from. So I thought a stencil, a portrait of each student, and help them create their own stencil and paint their own background that helps depict their own story would be a really good fit for this project. So I started out by going in and getting to know the students and then helping them take photographs of themselves and translate those photographs into stencils and basically make their own self-portrait.
For you, Paul and James, the both of you have been working directly with the students. So how have they impacted you, and what kind of stories and I suppose even personalities or some of their motives behind what kind of colors they want in their portraits? You know, what kind of things have stood out to you as you've put this exhibit together?
It's really refreshing for me to work with a group of kids that really have something, you know, some strong feelings about where they come from, as opposed to, you know, working with kids who've been here for four or five generations and kind of, you know, lost a little bit of self-identity. So to work with these kids that feel so strongly about their heritage and what they've gone through and what their families have gone through to be here has been really refreshing.
The first impression is the difficulties that these students have had at getting to the United States and the difficulties that they faced in the countries that they came from, in particular the Burmese students, who are three separate groups, two Christian denominations, one called Chin and the other one Karen. And then there's an Islamic sect called Rohingya, who is, as I understand it, never really had a homeland. And they were just heavily persecuted. Many of them ended up in refugee camps in Thailand and then went to Malaysia, where they were not welcome. So many of them come from terribly difficult circumstances. But at the same time, they've come here really trying to create a life for themselves and their families. And so that their education is very, very important to them. And it's difficult because many of them started high school without speaking English. So they need to learn in 4 years to speak English, and many of them aspire to go to college. So that means taking the ACT. They not only feel responsible for themselves, but also for their parents, who many of whom will never be able to speak English, and they're going to have to support them. So that I think they take school perhaps a little more seriously than a lot of students who are used to the kinds of things that they've always had throughout their life.
And now we do have one student in the studio with us. He's a part of approximately 50 students from High School of the Arts and Pulaski High School involved in this project. So, Desire, let's start with what's your story? You know, how did you come to be in Wisconsin and going to high school at Milwaukee High School of the Arts?
Well, the way I came here, it's all my mom, you know. She's like everything. If I'm here, it's all my mom. Though my family was actually from Congo. That's like my origins. But when there was a war there, they all fled to Tanzania. They lived there for 16 years. But for me, it was like 12 years. We moved here in 2012. But there faced some economic problems, food. The United Nations was helping out. Sometimes it was hard times and stuff. There was too many people. It was pretty hard.
And is it just you and your mother, or do you have other siblings and family members that came to the U.S.?
I have one brother and one sister. I'm the youngest.
What kind of struggles did you guys face trying to incorporate yourselves into American society? And just, I'm sure being nervous, just moving to a new place, a new country is difficult enough. What was it like trying to immerse yourself in a U.S. school right away?
First, I was homesick. I didn't want to go to school. I was too shy about it. Even speaking to the teacher, sometimes I won't speak. Even if a teacher asks me, like, a math question, I won't know nothing. I'm just there looking at all back. Other, like, students would be like, if they did something wrong, they'll blame it on me because I won't talk. Cause so I'll take the blame and everything, but start learning how things works and everything. And I started to speak English. Step by step.
And you go to arts. James, you're an alum of Milwaukee High School of the Arts,
That's correct.
Am I. And we, all three of us know it's a bit different than your typical MPS high school in that we have a major that we study, you know, for 2 hours a day. So, Desire, what are you doing at Milwaukee High School of the Arts? And do you think it's helped you get into the transition into American school, like being able to have a subject that you want to focus on?
Yeah. Because right there, there is too many people from all around the world. The diversity there is pretty good. And like that, too many, there was American kids that we are friends with that helps us around, see bad things and good things. We cooperate together, teamwork, and that's showing me what steps should I follow, what shouldn't I follow.
And what do you do at High School of the Arts as your major?
I am an orchestra major.
What instrument do you play?
I play violin. Sometimes, I mean, I play drums, but not too much. Because I learned that from Africa. So I want to learn other instruments.
Do you think music has helped you, or it has at least helped making the act of going to school a little easier to have that outlet?
Yeah, I mean, school is not just about learning science, math, English. No, it's about other things like music. We might just play music and we think it's music, but music's like another way to communicate with other people.
As I'm sure you know, there's not only anti-immigrant, anti-refugee sentiment here in America, but in Europe as well. So what have you observed yourself, either if it's from other students or just observing it in the news, you know, being a part of the group they're talking about? How does this impact you?
I mean, I feel bad, but at the same time, I feel like the people who, like, talks about a refugee and stuff, they just don't know what they're going through. Because I know that I really want to help, but I don't have that ability to help.
And have you two heard, you know, various other students tell their impact of this anti-immigrant
and
refugee sentiment?
I don't know if they, I think they have a sense of it, and I think it makes them feel unwelcome. But one of the things that really interests me about this project is my wife was an immigrant. She's Chinese, but she immigrated from Central America. And when she came here at 7, she spoke no English. So that's a difficult process for anybody to go through. But the sort of rhetoric that's going on around immigration at this point, building a wall on the southern border and talking about prohibiting Muslims from coming here, is nothing new in the United States. I mean, you can go back through history and see, for instance, my wife being Chinese, there was the Asian Exclusion Act that really began in 1882 and wasn't fully rescinded until 1963. And it seems to always sort of come about when the economic times are not quite so good. I have my own project photographing migrant workers in central Wisconsin. And so this talk about building a wall around the border doesn't really take into consideration that, in fact, the migrant workers that come here to work are necessary for food production. And you won't find a slaughterhouse or a field or any part of the food industry where there's not migrant labor. And so to sort of give these broad strokes of them being rapists or thieves or whatever is just not only unfair but wrong, and a wrong characterization. And one of the things about a project like this is that we hope to give a further understanding that these are real human beings with aspirations like anyone else.
And James, do you see the students in their choices with the artwork taking back some of their identity? What have you observed and noticed, and what have some of the students expressed and what they want to portray in the art that's going to be in this exhibit?
You know, I mean, they're all still so innocent. I don't really think they focus much on, you know, the large-scale American politics. I mean, I really enjoy working with that innocence, you know. I kind of like that it's the work that they want to produce isn't heavily political, and it's just more culturally rich. It's about personal identity as opposed to, you know, some large political agenda. And I like that. And that's what's so important about, you know, allowing the immigrants to come in, the refugees to come in and help keep the American, you know, landscape as culturally rich as it is. And, you know, it's just a part of our history. And to, you know, to exclude that would just be a large detriment to the American cultural fabric.
And Desire, you mentioned that you want to help, but you don't know how. But don't you think this exhibit is helping in some way? What's your project in this? Do you have an art piece, or is it written, or
yeah, what is it? I mean, I had an art piece which we had to write in class. Like, oh, like it's like my life story. But we had to write that, like, so if the people look at our pictures, they see our pictures, like, who we are, but they just see the face. But if they read the writing part of it, they're going to learn what we've been through.
And what do you want others to know about yourself through this exhibit?
I want people to know that it's not just yourself. It's about other people. It's not just about me. It's about other people who's from other countries, who's fleeing from their home countries. I mean, those people has the other dreams. They want a better education. In they had dreams, but they fleed it, they had to. I just want other people to step up and help refugee people because it's the right thing to do.
What has been your favorite aspect of being involved in this project?
I'd say for me, like I mentioned earlier, it's just getting to work with a new group of students that I haven't had the experience to work with before, you know. I've been working in MPS with Know Thyself for about 4 years now, and you know, it's just been really refreshing to work with kids that, you know, are just really excited to be here. And really, they're excited to be a part of America. And they have something they want to add to America culturally, you know, with music, writing, you know. They don't want to just be here and hide and be lazy. A lot of them want to work really hard and you know, prosper and help their families and help themselves. It's been really refreshing.
The highlight of working with on this project is just working with these particular students and seeing how open they are to new ideas and how they want to do things well, to hear about their struggles, to hear about what they've come from and what they're coming to value and the things that they've overcome and in the process of really trying to make a life for themselves.
Well, the cool thing is that I get to meet people, like, incredible people, James, Paul, y'all incredible. I get to share my experience, you know. I think it's pretty cool working with this guy and get to tell other people what we have been through and so they can know what's going on in the world.
Well, James, Paul, and Desire, thank you all so much for being here today.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Photographer Paul Calhoun, painter James Tomasello, and high school student and Congolese refugee Desire Mukucha spoke with Audrey Nowakowski. The multimedia exhibit We Are Here opened at Milwaukee High School of the Arts this past Friday. There's more information at WUWM.com.